This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Into something.
I know. I mean, why say 92.7 WMDX every morning?
I think most people
Everybody knows. They have attuned to the radio.
Yeah, it's on their radio. Yeah, it's not says that.
Something that we have to keep reminding
everybody.
Why do we
have to say anything? A few flurries overnight, I guess.
The grumbler. Yeah, we're just...
grumble. Yeah, it's, man, it's cold out there.
It really is. Yeah. You know, you get hit in the face with that breeze out there. Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Now, that's a feels like temperature right there. That's a wind chill.
Feels cold. 15 degrees. That's cold.
Yeah.
It's clear, but you see all those little light flurries? I didn't notice any snow last
night. I didn't see any of that.
But
no, I didn't see that.
There's some on State
Street.
Maybe
just downtown here in the lake effect.
Yeah. The lake effect. Where are the leaf blower guys now? We never see them anymore. I thought they were going to do some snow duty, you know, when it's like this, when it's just flurries.
Yeah, when they can just blow the snow around.
They had the big brushes out, you know,
yeah,
where they ride in them and then they brush the snow, even though there's like less than like a quarter inch of snow out here.
Not
there's nothing.
That.
Yeah.
They need the practice.
It must be fun to do that. I think that's a fun job.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, how deep is the snow before they can't use those machines?
I don't know. It's a great question. Get the street department in here. We'll get some answers.
Wow. Yeah. That'll be a good show. Yeah.
How warm will it get today, or how cold will it get? What do you think? We haven't gotten the balls out all year. The year just got underway. We haven't had... chance to.
Well, it's always nice to keep the balls nice and warm.
Let's get them out.
Yeah.
I say, there we go. Here comes the first ball. Coming right up the chute. Yep, it's a 2. That's a promising start. And the second ball's a 0. 20.
That's not...
Not so great. 20 degrees for a high. That's the high
today.
20. Yeah. That's all we got.
According to my weather bug app on my phone, feels like 1 degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew,
breezy out there. So just, you know, dress in layers, cover up, wear a scarf.
Bring an umbrella.
Yeah. Sure. Bring an umbrella.
Check your windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers, yeah.
Gotta do
check
that.
The windshield wipers.
Make sure you got a scraper.
Well, you make sure the windshield wipers aren't frozen to the windshield before you turn the motor on. I burned
tough.
The motor out once.
Did you really?
Yeah. But, you know, and that's in the old days, right? Now they don't let that happen to the motor.
The windshield wiper motor.
Motors, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
so,
let's get to the next item on the agenda here.
You seem real relaxed here, Gordon.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like Friday. And yet it is.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a weird
Wednesday.
Week. They shouldn't allow holidays to be in the middle of the week. That should be, there ought to be a law.
Well,
are you saying we should have waited to start 2025 until tomorrow?
Sure.
Well,
be a weekend.
If that happens under a Democratic president, they would blame him for moving it around next to some religious holiday.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah.
They're trying to steal the thunder from. Man.
Let's get to the national day calendar.
Can we do that?
It's January 3rd, okay?
All right.
Not a whole lot on the national day calendar.
No, no, not a lot.
Pretty slim pickings.
Yeah, slim pickings.
Is it or is it not National Drinking Straw Day? Is it National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day? Or is it National State Parks Day? Which way? Which day is not?
It's not State Parks Day. Why would it be State Parks Day in the winter? Unless you're a cross-country skier.
You are, you know, that's very logical.
Thank you.
And you are correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm picking up some dough here this year.
Yeah.
I have 20 cents now saved up.
Two shiny dimes. Yep. It is National Drinking Straw Day, however.
Yes, yes.
Why would we need a day for drinking straws?
To get high?
What?
To just, you know, drink quickly, fast.
It was on this date in 1988 that Marvin C. Stone received the patent for the paper drinking straw.
Wow, that's cool.
Got a patent.
And paper, you know, it's biodegradable.
Yeah. Since then, a variety of drinking straws are used. It's believed the Sumerians, I don't know who the Sumerians are.
They were an ancient civilization, like thousands of years
ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, how quickly they forget.
They had straws, didn't they?
Well, it's believed that they used the very first drinking straw, Sam, for drinking beer, of all things. Archaeologists speculate.
Drinking beer with a straw.
Isn't that great? No, that's how you get high really fast.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. They made, you know, the straws much better nowadays because of they bend, right?
You bendy? Like bendy straws?
The bendy straws.
I like the fun straws that make like words and shapes. Like you can, there's oh, one no. in like the no, shape of glasses, so you can put them on your face, and then it like goes into your mouth, and then when you drink it, you see it like come up the tube, go around your eyes. And
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
the hats with the straws and the beer cans
all
on
that. Yeah. The oldest drinking straw known to be in existence was found in a Sumerian tomb dated 3000 BC.
Well, now it'll be easy to find those.
Okay.
Someday, you know, 3 centuries from now, plastic.
Plastic straws.
Big ball of plastic straws.
There are also metal straws.
Well, you know, they have the metal straws. They have the bendy straws. Mostly people are buying the bendy straws because it helps them for, I think it's called essential shake. You know, where people's hands shake.
If they can't hold a glass steady.
Yeah, they can't hold a glass steady. Okay. A lot of people have that. It, you know, it's just part of aging. Some have a more severe case of it. And then, of course, you know, there are other diseases that make you shake like that. So, yeah, the bendy straws, you can do whatever you want with them, and they're pretty nice.
Okay.
That's the way to go.
Big thumbs up from you.
Yeah, right? No one uses the regular straws anymore. Big thumbs up for me. All right. Well,
all right.
Yeah,
let's move on.
What's going on here? I might use a straw for my coffee this morning.
Okay. Why don't you try that out? Let us know.
All right.
It's national.
I'll give you a report.
Just sit in the corner and play with your bendy straw.
Wow.
Okay. It's National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day. Oh, my God. It's a favorite during the holidays, chocolate covered cherries. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of chocolate.
Chocolate and cherries, perfect together, but they have to be dark chocolate covered.
Well, chocolate covered cherry lovers know how impossible it is to eat just one of these candies.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You got to have more than one. Candy makers combine these two favorite flavors into one delicious treat and turn it into something irresistible.
Blah, I think Lay's blah, blah. took the slogan away from cherries.
Okay.
You can't eat just one of them. Remember that?
Jay's potato chips?
Was it Jay's or Lay's? I can't remember.
Oh, I think it was Jay's.
Jay's
well, potato. You know, maybe it was
can't
Lay's.
Eat
I don't
just
know.
One.
Yeah.
That's a great slogan.
Yeah.
You really can't. Eat just one of anything
if
it's a snack.
Yeah. Okay, chocolate-covered cherry. Let's get to the history book. Let's
cherries.
Move along. I feel like we're
are they
stuck
real
in the
cherries
mud here.
Or are they just filling?
They're real cherries.
Okay, all right.
They went go back cherry to the 1700s, fillings. But right. let's move on to some history.
I want to know more.
Open up
are
the
you
book.
Sure? You... All right, let's open her up.
All right, open it up, man. All right, I'm just in another room where I'm not affected by this.
Okay. Yeah. You okay?
God. I'm going to get lung cancer if I keep doing this.
Oh, no. All right.
What do we
There's
got?
Something called overacting, you know? No.
What are you talking about? I'm 100% genuine,
John. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Today in 1868, the Meiji Restoration begins. Are you familiar with that?
Not at all.
So for hundreds of years in Japan, they were run by kind of like it was a feudal system. Like society was organized around, so there was like a bunch of, well, think of feudal Europe, like medieval Europe.
Right,
it was a lot like that in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1868, after the United States came knocking at their door to start trading with them, it caused like a whole big societal change, and it was known as the Meiji Restoration period.
That's cool.
Meiji.
All right.
Yeah, okay. modern Japan.
Western civilization.
Westernization.
Gotcha.
Today in 1925, Mussolini declared himself dictator of Italy.
Hmm. That must have been a fun day for everybody.
Now we can celebrate this month when we put our dictator in place.
Oh, yeah, it'll be the first one.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Today, John, here's one for you. Today in 1957, the very first electric watch was released.
Yes, you had to have a really long extension cord for that.
Yeah.
Carry a backpack with a battery in it or something. Yeah.
Yeah, the electric watch. I mean, everybody has a battery-operated watch, right? I mean, if you're part of the 20th century in the 21st century.
Yeah, I've got a solar watch, actually.
You do have a solar watch.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Never need to change a battery.
No kidding.
It looks stupid when you raise your hand up to the sun all the time, though.
Yeah, it's actually a sundial on my wrist.
It's very ornate.
Yeah. We got some more tech history. Today in 1977, Apple Computer was incorporated.
Okay.
They'd been formed a little bit before this in Steve Jobs' parents' garage, and then they officially became a company on this day.
All right.
And then in 2009, on this day, the very first Bitcoin was mined. You ever played around with Bitcoin?
No.
Cryptocurrency? No.
No, have you?
No. I think it's a joke, kind of.
It seems to be catching on.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like a...
I don't understand it.
Like a scam investment to me. Like, you can make money off of it for sure.
It says here, Bitcoin mined. Are there mines?
Yes.
West. Somewhere.
You mine it. I can explain it, but it's some weird tech stuff.
All right.
Really?
All
right. You mine it.
Yeah.
See, I don't get it.
You use a computer to do computer mining, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me. All right, we're coming back with birthdays for this date, January 3rd, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. It just came to me about Bitcoin mining.
Yeah, I don't
understand.
Just came to me. Sam was trying to explain it to us
over
the break.
You had divine inspiration, John.
Well, it occurred to me a little while back, maybe a couple of years ago, there was this dramatic shortage of GPUs.
Yes.
Graphics cards.
Yes.
And suddenly the market was just filled with graphics cards, and there was a big warning out there about these graphics cards being used for Bitcoin mining. And the thing is that they ran 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for years.
Yes.
To mine these coins. Okay. So you didn't want to buy a graphics card that they beat to death and now are reselling on the market. And that happened a couple of years ago or so. Because my sons, you know, are always looking for a graphics card because they're very expensive, or there's not enough of them out there, or they're charging too much when it's NVIDIA. So anyway, you know, they told me that story, and it was, it's a real thing, you know. They had all these European countries that use Bitcoin mining, and they tried to flood the market with the old graphics cards. So you didn't want, you didn't want to get something that's practically burned out already.
Yeah, that's right. We're speaking Greek.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I just so a graphics card is a real thing.
It's a part of a physical computer thing.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in your computer,
and they wear out.
Computer parts can wear out.
Okay.
You can't tell that they're really worn out until they've failed, though. Is the problem?
The thing is, yeah, some of the CPUs, okay, part of your computer.
CPU.
CPU. Okay. There's Intel.
Okay.
The chips.
Okay.
They have
like
their
Lays.
Own. They have their own graphics card in them.
Okay.
But they're not very powerful. They're just, you know, they get you by.
And what does this have to do with Bitcoin?
Well, as you go out mining for this stuff, you need something powerful that can handle all of the information.
Do I need a mining hat with a flashlight on it?
Yeah, you need pick. You need a canary and a pickaxe.
Canary and a coal mine. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Wait till after the show. You can explain it to me.
No, I'm not going to explain it anymore. I'm done. I'm walking out.
I don't get it. But that's okay. All right, let's get to the birthdays for
you. You really want to hear the birthdays, don't you?
Well, I. You know,
it's
what else do you want to do?
We have two really good ones today.
We do have two good ones. J.R.R. Tolkien's birthday. He was born in 1892 on this day.
Is it Tolkien or Tolkien?
I think it's just Tolkien.
I don't know if I've actually heard it spoken, so you're probably right.
J.R.R. Tolkien, yeah. And great movies.
Hmm. Author of, what was
The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Hobbit.
And that was a great movie series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my wife isn't so much into the Hobbit series. She didn't care too much about how they expanded the story. They used stories from other Tolkien stories.
Are you a fan of the 1970s version?
Oh, you mean the animated version of it? Actually, I kind of did like it. There was one Bakshi version that was dark and evil.
I haven't actually watched it. I just wanted to get your take.
And then the other one had the characters with big eyes.
Mm,
And a friend of mine could not. He didn't want to go out to see Lord of the Rings, the real version, the live action one, because of the big eyes. And I said, no, these are just human beings. They didn't make their eyes bigger. These are actors.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to go see them. They have the big eyes on the hobbits. I hate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also Sergio Leone's birthday. He was born in 1929, known for. He's a movie director known for
Spaghetti Westerns.
Yeah. Right, he made a lot of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have so many ideas for this program, and one of the ideas was to use all of the music from the Spaghetti Westerns as in and outros.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that would be kind of fun to do.
Yeah, let's do that one
you
day.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been on the back burner since we started.
Isn't that how Clint Eastwood got his start?
Yeah, no. Well, he was on TV.
He was on TV.
Oh, he was on Rawhide.
But he got big.
Was it Rawhide?
I'm not sure it was Rawhide.
So yeah, he was on there, and then the Spaghetti Westerns. He rocketed off on that one.
Yeah,
and then of course his first movie after that, The Long Rider, I think it was, or was it that?
I don't know.
It was a kind of a takeoff on that, but his version of it, how he would have done a Western. He wasn't a big fan of Sergio Leone. So,
interesting. Okay.
All right. There we go.
That's it?
That's all we got.
Well, let's go back to Bitcoin.
Why are you so curious about Bitcoin?
I'm still baffled by how this is a thing.
Well,
who's making money off of this? I mean, who invented the idea
of
Bitcoin?
Nobody really knows who invented it. They've traced it to like an anonymous person online.
Okay.
And I don't know. Nobody thought that it would work at first, and it didn't work for like 5 or 10 years of its existence. Like I said, it came to be in 2009 on this day.
Well, the drug cartels found a way to use it.
Right. That's the part that I don't understand about it, the actual transaction part, because there's a certain level of untraceability to every transaction that you do, which is why like illegal cartels like it.
Probably why Trump likes it and wants to go to that currency.
The level that I understand— I call it a scam investment because it's so fluid. It goes up and down like crazy. That's why Tesla does and then doesn't accept it as payment for its cars, wow. stuff like that. But you can go to like a Bitcoin ATM, put a dollar in and like trade your money in for Bitcoin if you wanted to. And then whenever the value goes up, you trade it back out for US dollars.
What do you get if you go to an ATM and it gives you some Bitcoin?
You get a number on a screen.
You get a number on a screen. And what do you write it down? I mean, does it spit out a little piece of paper or what?
I don't know.
It's got a big claw.
There's
you lower the claw.
Yeah, lower exactly. the claw into the cave. The machine. Oh, I've seen those.
They've got a Bitcoin ATM right down the street. Why don't we go over there after the show?
Okay, buy us some Bitcoin.
Great idea.
Can't wait.
We'll be wealthy. We have a whole series of numbers.
Great. Wonderful. Can't wait.
Oh, God.
Aye, aye. All
right. Well, I can't wait till our whole system of government goes to Bitcoin.
What will happen to the dollar then? What is it all going to just go away?
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, it'll be done anyway under Trump.
You think so? So all right.
Everybody will go to different currencies and they'll leave the U.S. dollar alone.
Oh, look out. Okay. Coming up, we've got Idiocracy right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay tuned.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Most of the time, actually. Mm-hmm. We go over all of that right here.
We sure do. And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
All right. Well, an endless stream of idiocracy here.
Yep.
Let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, boy.
All right. She's got an old idea that she wants to take care of, finally, once and for all. This administration, they're going to defund NPR. Okay.
Oh, not wow. This again. Really?
This is really important stuff here.
Trying to do
oh,
that.
I know. I know. So do you have that queued up? Okay, let's listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene attack NPR.
It's all over. Every single government department, program, grant programs, contracts, it is everywhere. And so when we look into a deep dive into this massive problem that's caused America to be $36 trillion in debt, we're going to have to go into all kinds of buckets. And that's how I'll be separating things on the Oversight Subcommittee on DOGE. We'll be looking at everything from government-funded media programs like NPR that spread nothing but Democrat propaganda. We'll be going into grant programs that fund things like sex apps in Malaysia, toilets in Africa, all kinds of programs that don't help the American people. I want to talk to the people at the Pentagon and ask them why they can't find billions of dollars every single year and why they fail their audit. But not just that.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So, you know, here it is. You know,
NPR.
Democratic propaganda. Hmm. So let's eliminate that one other party. So we just have kind of a one-party system throughout the entire country. That always makes sense.
That seems what they want
right?
to do. Yeah,
so get rid of woke Democratic propaganda because The mega propaganda is the one that helps people. All right. That's the message I got from that. Mm. But also, and this is an interesting perspective from a Gen Zer, my son. I told him about this. Yeah, they want to take away public radio.
Right.
And he goes, well, who listens to AM radio anyway? He said, who cares?
Plenty of people listen to NPR on FM.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. They moved a lot of that stuff to FM.
They did.
Segments, of course. But anyway.
My takeaway from MTG here is that, wow, I mean, public radio must be pretty expensive to produce if it costs $36 trillion over the course of however many years it's been in existence.
Right.
That's
not really
a phantom number.
And federal funding, I think, is a small part of the funding that NPR gets anyway.
Right.
But it can hurt. And then we'll have more of those fund drives that everybody can't stand.
Yeah, they do a lot of those.
Yeah.
Just to stay,
hey, John,
keep the lights
if you
on,
give
yeah?
if you give money to them during their mm-hmm. funding drives, then you get cool merch.
You do.
That's
yeah,
right.
My mom does that, and then she doesn't want the merch, so she gives it to me.
Really?
I've got a WPR tote bag.
A tote bag.
WPR yeah. socks.
Nothing
it's
like
great.
A tote bag.
Yeah. Wow. why aren't we doing that?
We what? Should do
we
that.
We should have a drive.
Well, we've got the John and Gordy balls, the stress balls. We could have a fundraising drive for
no
those.
No one's asking for them.
I can't believe it.
I know. We work so hard.
Yes, we did.
Our focus groups were so in tuned to those balls.
It seemed like it was a good idea at the time.
Of course, you know, well, I told you we shouldn't have served drinks with that focus group.
Seemed to skew the results a
yeah,
little bit, perhaps.
Yeah, I thought there would be a problem with that. I was right.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, let's go to the unelected bureaucrat, Elon.
No. Oh, Elon. Yeah, what's he up to today?
Oh, he's creating government policy. With conflicts of interest, of course, Laura Loomer sounded the alarm. It's Laura Loomer.
Yeah,
the
goodness.
Racist. Oh, she's a racist. Mm. Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm. Mega voters unfamiliar with the term oligarchy mm-hmm. won't notice oligarchy. That the billionaire class is now directly putting themselves in charge of everything. I heard a guy say, you know, instead of oligarchy, let's just say billionaires from now on, right?
Right. Dems yeah, what's can, the difference?
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing. Dems can talk to the media till they're blue in the face, as we have here on this program, but they will never, ever, they won't ever convince Omega of anything. You know, we present facts, figures, we give them quotes. That's why we have all of these voicers on the show. Just we don't want to say it for them. We want you to hear what they're actually saying, you know? So anyway, Steve Bannon is out there shouting out, ripping the administration, the new upcoming administration. And Laura Loomer is also out there. And she has some words of wisdom, some great points to make. So let's listen to her.
And what we need to have a conversation about is what is it going to mean for the future of our country, our national security, and the incoming Trump administration if we have a bunch of technocrats who are also essentially welfare queens because their companies are receiving government subsidies and they want to take over our defense industry. If you have a bunch of tech bros with billions of dollars and direct unfettered access to the vice president and the president of the United States, and then they are also, very cordial with our adversaries, as in China and Iran. We see that Elon Musk is having these meetings off the books with Iranian officials, with Chinese officials. What does that mean for us and the future of our constitutional republic?
Okay. No, it's a good question.
Okay, well, she kind of
doesn't mean a lot
there.
To us. Yeah, right. I know. Finally, right?
Mm-hmm.
She also suggested that some in Trump's circle, they don't want to cross Elon Musk. They don't want to cross him.
They're scared.
Get
of
in
him.
His way.
Yeah.
And here's a quote from Loomer. It sounds like people are scared of crossing the king of the world, Elon Musk, the monarch. Nobody wants to cross this guy. This is the problem when you allow for a billionaire to make $200 million in a donation and then give it to the campaign and get somebody elected, also on X as well. And so maybe we really do need to have a campaign finance regulation in this country.
Maybe.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
again,
wow.
Let me just repeat the line. And so maybe we really do need to have campaign finance regulations in this country. Mm. Well, thank you, Laura, for that that thought of wisdom.
Yes.
My goodness, we've been trying to do something about that for the last 20 years.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, talk to the Supreme Court about that, Laura. I think you have some pull now in the MAGA court.
They're not going to change it now, though. Not, I mean, the money is
Citizens
there.
United, that's all over. Everything's
they're all making
it's
money.
It's done.
Yeah.
Now, this is really big.
Okay.
Now, we know that Jimmy Carter, nice guy, hardly has a negative word to say about anybody, right? I mean, he soft sells it. You know, he's, well, I'm not a big fan of his, but, you know, I don't usually criticize previous presidents, and I don't do that kind of stuff. That's nice. That's real nice.
So that's what, that's what he was all about.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what he's all about. But instead, I have a cut of Jimmy Carter laying it out on the line here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear him.
Russia has been proven by our intelligence community to have interfered with one of our human rights, which is the right of free and fair elections. Yes. What's your reaction? How should we deal with Russia?
Well, the president himself should condemn it, admit that it happened, which I think 16 of our intelligence agencies have already agreed to say. And there's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in the election. And I think the interference, although not yet quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf.
So do you believe President Trump is an illegitimate president?
Based on what I just said, which I can't retract.
Okay.
So apparently
So he made those comments in 2019.
Yeah.
About the 2016 election. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
huh?
Right out there.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that it actually came right out and said it in a very subtle way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, we haven't really talked about Pete Hegseth for a hell of a long time, right?
Yeah, like kind a week or so.
Well, I mean, he's been out of the news for a long time.
Well, they took a holiday break. You know.
Well, aren't they trying to approve these people before they take over? Well, all right.
I don't know.
Who knows, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, the amazingly successful anti-fascist protesters were able to frame the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and 44 other anti-government groups on January 6th. Did you know that?
No.
I mean, these anti-fascists, this Antifa, they knew just what to do, right? And they framed all these individuals. Now they're, January 6th heroes, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers. They're all spending time in prison.
But and that's Trump's going to let them out, though, right?
Well, not a lot of people are big fans of that.
No.
CNN uncovered audio of Hegseth spreading. Now, this is the guy, the Defense Department. He's going to add it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Trump wants to bring our military into this country and start enforcing the laws. And Hegseth would be a part of that, right? So you got to think this is a bad, bad idea. Hegseth is spreading baseless conspiracy theories claiming that the initial break-in on January 6th was a false flag operation carried out by Antifa. And in his own words, let's listen to this.
There are reports, in the New York Post and elsewhere, and just from, common sense, that Antifa folks took advantage of this to try to get to the front and try to agitate and create openings for themselves. They want chaos, ultimately. I could even spot it. You can see the helmets where there's a Donald Trump bumper sticker on the back quickly put on it so they could look like they wanted to stop the steal. But what they really wanted to do was further the narrative.
How in the hell can anybody think like that? I miss those helmets. And I miss the sticker. I do want the sticker.
Did you really?
Oh, man.
Didn't he watch any of the news coverage that day? I mean,
maybe he missed the actual
the lead up to it.
Yes.
Speech.
I don't know. The actual Trump break-in looked pretty dramatic. Yeah,
looked pretty real.
Yeah. Well, Antifa was, again, very successful at framing all of these innocent bystanders.
Yeah, they were just, yeah.
The Proud Boys, you got to feel a little bit sorry for them, right?
Yeah. I wonder what Antifa would have wanted to do with Nancy Pelosi's laptop or the podium that the one guy was carrying out of the Capitol.
I know. You just can't figure it out. But Antifa knows what they're doing. It worked. Whatever it was, it worked.
Trust them. Trust them. They've got a plan, John.
And let's go to our favorite former governor, Scott Walker. Scott Walker, former bad governor, and now president of Young America's Foundation, YAF, found on more than 2,000 campuses. He's helping students promote conservatism, right? So he posted this on X. College is un-American, literally. That's what he said. That's
Scott
what he posted.
Scott Walker said that.
College is un-American, literally, and he heads up a group that's on over 2,000 campuses.
Is he just jealous because he didn't go to college?
The thing, how does he keep his job as president of YAF? I'd bounce this guy out. You're talking down to our college campuses, my friend.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
How does he get away with that?
I don't know how he gets away with this, but you know, to say that college is un-American, literally, that's shows you just how much he respected our own university system in the state when he was governor. They defunded it dramatically. And they're continuing to do that as well. So that's Scott Walker, our former governor.
Hey, we got a text in here, John, from Matt. We were talking about NPR and how Republicans, and especially Marjorie Taylor Greene, wants to get rid of funding for NPR.
Right.
Matt says they want to be rid of NPR because it's educational and those cat ladies like it.
They must really hate classical music, too. That's why they want to get rid of it. They hate classical music.
Yeah, that must be it.
That's right.
God. Lord. Okay.
All right.
It is
That's Idiocracy, man.
Oh, boy. It just goes on and on. 6:49, coming back with more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Those old movies.
Oh, sure.
I recommend big things up to that movie, by the way.
Yeah, if you have a Winter and Go-Go?
To check it out. Yes, because it's so surreal. Those movies are weird, you know? But they're weird in a good way.
Very
a
strange.
Positive way. They're not un-American. These are truly American movies. Scott Walker. Whose son, by the way, was married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on Facebook, and I noticed. Well,
congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Good.
One of his sons.
Yeah. It's cold out there this morning, John. 15 degrees.
All right.
And feeling even colder than that with a little bit of a breeze. High today, just 20.
Yep. All right. I want to get to...
got some texts in.
A text from yesterday, and this is from Frank out there in Poinette. He says, I believe Carter, and we were just talking about Jimmy Carter, lowered himself into a nuclear center. We have that story, right? You've got it in front of you.
Yes, I don't have like deep details, but I've got the overview of the story here.
Well, lay it on us.
So, check this out. 1952, when Jimmy Carter was in the Navy, in Canada, there was a partial meltdown at a reactor there, December 1952, and they called him in and a bunch of other people from the U.S. Navy to help with cleanup efforts. And they literally, like, there was a bunch of radioactive water in the basement of this nuclear power plant that they had to, like, clean up and pipe out. And they set up, like, a mock model of this basement of the power plant on a bunch of tennis courts. And he would, like, go through this model and like train himself how to like open the right pipes to pump the water out. And then he'd put on a radiation suit. Jimmy Carter went down into the basement of this place and turned a bunch of bolts for 5 minutes, came out, like waited a day for radiation effects to wear off, went in, and then did it again. And he did this for a little while until all of the cleanup was done.
Isn't that crazy? Never heard of this.
And it was a number of individuals. I think they were lowered into this.
Probably, yeah. I'm assuming that nothing was like powered and then they had working
to,
there.
They had to take him out again.
Right. Yeah. He said late. Well, in private, after Three Mile Island happened, he said that Three Mile Island wasn't as big of a deal as people were making it out to be because he had gone through this. Mm-hmm. But he also said that when he was doing this cleanup in 1952, that he received probably 1,000-ish times the 1970s legal limit of radiation.
That's right.
They wouldn't have allowed that to happen anymore.
Wow. But
props to Jimmy Carter for...
Well, maybe
doing
it made him immune to something. You know, he lived to 100 years old,
I know,
so maybe it was
crazy.
A good thing.
Maybe we should all get
some radiation
fried by radiation.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's just an amazing story.
Never heard
story.
That story.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You'd think you'd be telling it all the time, right?
Yes.
A lot of these older guys, you know, they tell the same story over and over and over again.
I've noticed that.
But with variations, that's us.
No, we don't do that.
Jimmy Carter seemed like he was a pretty humble guy. Didn't want to brag about doing something like this.
That's right. Yeah, they gave him a not a very good prognosis for exposing himself to those levels of radiation.
Yeah.
And apparently it didn't have any effect at all.
No.
So there you go. So much
now
for
we know
science.
The rest of the story. That's good. Well, thanks to Frank from Poinet.
Yeah.
He wanted us to point out he's from Poinet. Mentioned that several times.
Well, you know, we don't have enough
text.
We don't have enough people out there in Poinet listening to the show, and we appreciate Frank.
You ever been to Poinet? It's a very nice little,
yes.
little town.
Yeah, it is a nice. Actually, it's a really
it
cute
is.
Town.
It is. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I might retire there.
When do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. Point is, you don't want to retire. You just want to keep active.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, it's hard to retire nowadays,
nothing.
Isn't it?
No.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Now, what do you got there? Got another story for us, Uncle John?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Elon and Greg Abbott, they had a plan. Tesla laid off 2,688 Texas employees.
Oh, no.
And immediately following that, they hired 2,639 HB1 Visa employees.
Huh.
That's right. It was a plan between Greg Abbott, the governor, and Elon. So that's how easy
this just
it is
happened?
To replace American labor, hardworking 2, Americans.
More than 2,000.
That's right.
You would think that Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, would want Texans working jobs in Texas, but
that's
maybe not
think.
So.
Well, Abbott begged Elon to go to Texas to take his company there because, you know, he was fed up. Elon was fed up with California.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to have anything to do with it there.
That's right.
Even though he, of course, got all the tax credits that he could get from them.
Made millions.
Yeah.
Then he split.
Yeah. Well,
that's the way it goes.
That's what happens. You know, you lay off all these people. Well, what happened to these employees, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't they speak up?
Why
didn't they say something?
Yeah, exactly. Did they get big payoffs or something?
Why do we have to find out in a story like this?
Right.
So follow the money.
That's it.
And again, Laura Loomer said it, get money out of politics. Get it out.
She's seen the light.
A bright light.
Yeah.
Walk into the light.
Yeah.
Okay. How about disaster capitalism is back with Trump, of course, watching Trump and his acolytes attempting to spin the New Orleans attack into a justification for bypassing the normal confirmation process for his national security team.
What?
Reminds me of this quote. Would-be autocrats often use economic crisis, natural disasters, and especially security threats, wars, armed insurgencies to justify anti-democratic measures.
We'll have to leave that there.
And that's a quote from Stephen Levitsky.
When the things are bad, people will use the bad things to get what they want.
That's it.
Yep.
Hey, coming up in a little while, Jimmy Kay is going to be in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. That's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying.
Sunshine. It's the John and Courtney Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.